This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Today we pick up part two of our interview with author Gail Dines, who was here for the Sydney Writers Festival recently. Her book is Pornland, How Porn Has Hijacked Our Sexuality. Justine begins this section by asking, how does porn actually shape a person's attitude to sex? And just as a warning, some material in this interview may be offensive to some listeners.
Well, first of all, we have over 30 years of empirical studies, experimental psychological studies that show us, without question, it has an effect. Right now, those who argue it doesn't are very similar to the junk scientists of the climate deniers who pick some junk science, right? The reality is the weight of the evidence of 30 years of studies is without question pornography has an effect. And certainly with interviews that I've conducted and interviews that other people have. So these are some of the effects. Okay, first of all, without question, it causes desensitization. The more porn you watch, the more desensitized you become, the harder and harder you need to keep aroused. Also, because you are masturbating to really industrial strength sex, you know, actual sex with a real woman who won't do those things becomes very boring and bland and vanilla. And what men tell me is that they actually lose interest in that type of sex with real human beings and they prefer their pornography. So we know that happens. We know that for many men who use a lot of pornography in order to stay aroused, they have to conjure up images of their favorite porn scenes to keep them interested. So this is these studies have found this over years. This is not something that, you know, a few of us have made up along the way to have this kind of agenda, which they seem to suggest. So when you're looking at the scientific evidence, porn has a profound effect. But let me say something really important here. Even if it wasn't for those studies, what more empirical evidence do you need that pornography has an effect than the fact that is we have a multi-billion dollar a year industry on advertising? If advertisements can change consumer behaviour, which we know it can, because otherwise it wouldn't exist as a multi-billion dollar a year industry, then why can't pornography change sexual behaviour? We know images have a profound effect. The basis of the advertising industry is that images change behaviour.
And do you find as well that it's not just affecting people's sex lives, but their idea about people and their personal sense of themselves as well?
Many of the men are very disappointed by their own sexual performance because they think, you know, they can keep up with the guys in pornography. The other thing that's really interesting when you speak to women is that their boyfriends are disappointed with how they look because they thought they were going to look like the women in pornography. They're disappointed with their responses because they thought they're going to have screaming orgasms like the women in pornography. And what also is interesting is, and I hear this from students across the country because I go lecturing across the United States of America and I hear the same stories over and over again, is their boyfriends want to play out porn sex on their bodies. They want to do what they see. And these women basically do not want these things to happen to them. Now, increasingly, women are giving in. And let me give you an example. The perfect example of pornography. I've had hundreds and hundreds of students this past semester, and I have to say, and this is no exaggeration, that probably 90% of my students have absolutely no pubic hair whatsoever. They are fully waxed. This is completely from pornography.
And we'll also, what about genital cosmetic surgery as well?
That's less so. But today, if you want one sign of the power of pornography, and I remember about 10, 15 years ago seeing that women in pornography had no pubic hair whatsoever, and I remember thinking, you're going to see this filter down. Yeah. And now it is everywhere. And I'll tell you, to such a degree that I recently was talking to a woman who's a nurse in Massachusetts who runs a program whose job it is to counsel adolescent girls who've been sexually abused. And she says in the last year, from one end of Massachusetts to the other, she has not seen any pubic hair on adolescent girls. That's from one end of the country to the other. This is pornography. What my students tell me is many of their boyfriends or hookup partners, because there's more hookups going on now than dating, is that they won't have sex with them if they've got pubic hair. The boyfriends, it actually revolts them. It disgusts them because they're not used to it, which, remember, means we have a generation of men being brought up on genitalia that look like children, not adult women.
So can you talk about the general pornification of society as well? How does that play into all of this as well?
Well, when you look around you at the Britney Spears, Paris Hilton's, Lindsay Lohan's of the world, and you look at how they're hypersexualized, you can begin to see the way in which, you know, sexuality has been ratcheted up in our society.
Justine Toe for CPX, speaking to author of Pornland, Gail Dines.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.